Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, I'm with Ray Royo, a arbitrator with the Stock Exchange, representing, well, not representing, within, we'll discuss that in a minute. But Ray, going back, I asked you about, you know, the most stressful, you talked about these three different bosses, but do you have a specific anecdote or in terms of that really caused you a lot of stress that you learned from and sort of changed a little bit the way you were going to be heading in your career in the radio industry, for example?
Okay, I'll tell you one which almost changed my life. This was back in WKAQ, which was a number one news station and radio station. I convinced the owners. This was back in 1972 or 1976. I cannot remember. It was an election year. And the new Progressive Party here had made inroads in the National Democratic Party. The Democratic Party had always been a monopoly of the Popular Party. But this time, it was a toss-up. They had almost the same amount of local delegates.
Right.
So everybody was all concerned about what was going to be held at the convention. The convention was in New York City. So I convinced the owners of the station that we should broadcast, send somebody to cover the Democratic convention for all this local gossip.
Right.
And they said yes. And I sold it to Banco Popular. And it was really a good contract. And I mean a really good contract. Banco Popular really put down their dollars. And we had a stringer in Washington who was going to fly over to New York and do the bulletins, the reporting. But then at the last minute, he said, no, they won't. He used to work for this government concern. I forget now. That they broadcast for overseas.
Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Right.
They won't let me go. I have to stay here. I said, okay, I'll send somebody. One guy could not go. Because he was afraid of airplanes. Another guy could not go because he had a mistresses and his wife found out. And he says, if I go to New York, my wife is going to divorce me because she's going to think I'm with this other, so I can't go. Another guy could not go because he didn't speak any English. So not having anybody, I told the owner of the station, which was Empresas del Mundo, I'll do it. And have you ever done it before? No, but we have to do it. We don't have anybody. So they reserved me a hotel in New York. I got on the plane, and I was lucky. There was this very young guy, a young kid, sitting next to me. He was an alternate. And he knew all the ins and outs. He was Kenneth McClintock.
Okay.
He later became famous politician,
president of the Senate.
But
Secretary
at that time, he was just sitting next to me, and I learned so much from him that I was ready for. I had to make six bulletins. Now, before I left, I had the control man here. I said, "Look, I'm going to call at the first one goes on the air at 6, so I'm going to call at
6 in the morning.
I'm going to call at 5:30." Which was 4:30 New York time.
Right.
They had the time differential. And you record this in reel to reel, and then you run every half hour up till 8:30. And I leave everything all set up. I get to the hotel, I check in, I get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, I have everything ready. And when I get on the phone, I could not call. The call would not get through. This was way before cell phones.
Right.
So I called the desk clerk. He says, well, I'm sorry, you did not check in. You did not register your American Express or Visa card. We need that to charge for the calls because the room had been prepaid. I said, well, let's do it. He said, no, you have to wait till 8 o'clock when the assistant manager gets here. He does that. I said, no way. Wait a minute. No way. I have to make these calls now because, you know, I came all the way up here. I'll sue you if you do that. And he says, well, hold your horses. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'll tell you what we can do. We have four pay phones here. There's nobody here right now. I can give you enough quarters. How much is it going to take? I said, about 20 minutes. Okay, I'll change a $20 bill in quarters. And you come down here and you make the call from the pay phone. And then and then you register your card for the next days.
Yeah.
And time was of the essence. I mean, it was really tight.
Yeah.
So I go down in my pajamas. He told me there was nobody there. So I go down in my pajamas, and I make the call. And when the call gets through, this guy, he was sick, the guy who was going to get the call. And he had, there was another guy sitting there who was a union representative. And he says, Mr. Royo, I'm sorry about this, but you, I cannot make this call. I cannot record this because you're an executive. And according to the union contract, executives cannot go on the air. And I said, well, look, you know this is an emergency. You know we couldn't get anybody else. And the contract provides for that. Yes, but we have to do it written, and we have to go through a process. And you're an executive, and I'm an employee. And I tell her, well, you're going to be a former employee because I'm going to fire you when, as soon as I get home. So think about this twice. And we had a very difficult conversation.
Yeah.
He finally agreed. He finally agreed. But while we were doing this, I started yelling and shouting in my pajamas, you know, at 4:30 in the morning. And people started getting there, early birds, employees. And they thought I was crazy. You know, this guy in his pajamas yelling in Spanish.
In the lobby of this pretty fancy hotel, imagine.
Oh, yeah, in a fancy hotel. Finally, that was stressful as hell. Finally, I make the call. Everything is fine. 8 o'clock comes around. I check my, I register my American Express card. I go have breakfast, and I say, well, I'm going to call my wife and see how everything went, because she was supposed to be as a listener. See, it was my first experience.
Yeah? Yeah,
and when I call her, I say, well, how did it go? And she says, what? I said, what do you mean, what? My Monday, my morning bulletin. She says, oh, I was listening to Radio Oro because they had some nice instrumental music. No, I almost requested a divorce.
I tell you, these things, you know, and they it's so kind of like Murphy, and it's Martha Murphy's, you know, rule where they can things just get worse and worse.
Exactly. And, well, that was stressful, I'll tell you that.
You were able to get all the six bulletins out, and it was a successful.
And after that, it was so good that then the rest, it was a piece of cake the second, third day. And then I convinced them. My boss, he was a guy from the States, and he was not that knowledgeable of local politics. He wanted me to cover the Republican convention in Kansas City, which had no big deal for Puerto Ricans because the Republican Party had a tie-up with the New Progressive Party, but it was no big controversy.
So
we sold it again. And I decided, well, I might as well go again to Kansas City. And I had another battle with the union representative. I told him I was going to fire him again, and he told me he would file charges against me. But I went to Kansas City, and I took the trip and covered that one. And that's where I met Ronald Reagan. He was also, he was not a candidate yet. He was just coming up through the ranks.
Right. This experience where, you know, taking advantage or confronting, you know, the union. You had an experience like that with when you were started competing with Telemundo and another company that you were general manager for.
Well, yes.
How about that experience?
After I worked at KAQ, which is the only radio station to my knowledge that has a union, I went to WUNO, and we made Noti Uno. But Noti Uno was poor. KAQ was rich, and we had to see how we could fight this. You know, it's uneven. They had the inside track, and you know the fact that they had a union was so detrimental. Like the fire of the DuPont Plaza hotel here on a New Year's Eve.
Right.
Well, we got our microphones there. We started broadcasting, and KAQ was broadcasting. But then the announcer's shift theirs ended. And there was nobody else there. And then the news director, who was an executive, got on the microphone, and the union prevented him from broadcasting.
Just like they tried to prevent.
Just like they tried to prevent me.
But he wasn't as assertive as you.
Well, he was not as assertive. Exactly. So you know, it took them about 3 days to discuss whether he should be allowed. By that time, the fire was out. They had over 80 people dead, and we had, you know, we took over the audience.
Right.
And the other issue was, in the elections of 1980 in Valencia, where they counted the votes, we put our microphones inside Valencia, and they were arguing whether who, you know, the reporter could not work with the mic. They had to get an engineer to take the microphone and somebody else to do. They had three, four people. They couldn't work it. Their union agreement was so strict that they couldn't do it, so we got the audience.
We'll take a break, and we get back, discuss, you know, because you were general manager in these two organizations, and of course we could spend an hour in each one of those, but when you become an owner and that experience, yeah, and the sale of that business, I think the listeners will enjoy that story. And with Reynaldo Royo, it's R-O-Y-O, right?
Yes.
Reynaldo. And we'll be right back after this break.